This is Gojo and Golic.
Welcome back to Gojo and Golic down here in New Orleans. Yesterday, the fellas had the amazing opportunity to catch up with Jalen Milroe. Take a listen to that.
We're getting to the fun part of the week where we get the real stars starting to show up here, the stars of today, the stars of tomorrow. And kind of now with the way things have gone in college football, the stars of right now have been here. Jalen Milroe, kind enough to join us now, former Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback, getting ready to make that jump to the next level on behalf of Auto Trader here today. Jalen, how you feeling, man? How's it going?
I'm feeling good. It's great to be in New Orleans right now, especially, you know, here for the Super Bowl. So it's definitely an exciting moment for me, getting a first-hand experience, just being around the environment. But everyone's been cool since I've been here, so it's been a lot of fun.
How does it feel now after a great career at Alabama, getting the highest of the highs, now to back to basically the interview process again of trying to show yourself physically, improve yourself to people?
Yeah. So I try to narrow my focus and just each day just trying to attack each and every day and seize every opportunity to get better. And so I'm in Orange County, California, training, doing draft prep with Mike White and Jordan Palmer. And so we're just trying to pour each and every day to our toolbox, just trying to build, just seizing every opportunity. You know, the best thing about right now is there's no shot clock. Yeah. And so there's so much time you can build as a person on and off the field. And so I've been able to do that out in Orange County. So I think it's so important. Just being around the right people. And so I'm around the right people when it comes to support system and also the physical attributes of just trying to improve as well. And so that's helped a lot. And so it's just been a lot of fun during this process.
Yeah, being around the right people, you had a lot of those at Alabama, certainly both as teammates and as coaches. You know, you make that transition from Nick Saban, one of the greatest of all time, to Kalen DeBoer coming in this last year. What did you learn from each of them along the way there that you think is going to help you to jump to the next level?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the standard that you present yourself. When I talk about the standard, it's the standard of excellence that you want to achieve. And so when you're trying to achieve that, you try to separate your mindset into pillars. And so it's short-term goals, long-term goals that you want to accomplish and trusting the process along that way. And so during my time at school, there's been time where I've been a starter. There's been a time where I wasn't a starter. And so one memory that I have with being not on the field is that you're always getting a rep, mentally and a physical rep. And so during that process, y'all are trying to get better. And so when you talk about 1%, want to know the cliche mottos there are in the world, if you're doing that, you're going to improve and get better each and every day on your process. And so Coach DeBoer and Coach Saban, the standard of excellence is always there, the trust in the process, just always trying to improve. You know, the biggest thing that we talk about as a coach is demanding and critiquing and getting the best out of each and every player, and they do that. And so we're just trying to improve and try to get better and just acknowledge that it's a marathon when it comes to being a football player, especially at the quarterback position.
But always being ready when your chance finally comes to know you're ready. So, again, the difference of when you're the quarterback, you're working on game plans every week. You're certainly working on your game individually, but you're working on game plans, the opponent, right, the defense, and all that. Now it is solely you. It is solely working on you. What have you learned about your game while you've been working on just you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think to answer your question, I think this is such an important phase of my life as far as trying to be the best version of myself so that I'm able to lead properly. I'm able to step into whatever organization I'm blessed to be a part of with my best foot forward. And so right now in California, it's big just being around Jordan Palmer and Mike. We're just refreshing and just trying to improve. And so one thing that we're just trying to do is being efficient in everything that we do as a passer, being able to make each and every throw when it comes to on platform, off platform, being aligned to our target, strengthening all areas of our body as far as being a passer to football. And so one thing that's unique about playing quarterback, there's so much that you can still pour into your game. And one firsthand experience is watching greats in the NFL that played a long career in the league and just seeing that they had an opportunity to keep on getting better, keep on getting better. And so one thing that I just committed to is that the day that I retire from football is the day I stop learning when it comes to playing the game. Until then, there's so much thing that I can still pour into the game and try to learn as much as possible. And so like you mentioned, like, this is a unique time because this is the only time you can really pour into yourself, invest in yourself, and try to be the best version of yourself.
And this is a process in investing in yourself. You're also trusting this process that you're on right now. At Mobile, the Senior Bowl, big step for everyone, especially for you guys with less time coming off the season than ever before here. What was the feedback you got in talking to and being around NFL coaches, NFL personnel that week?
you know, stepping in and going into that week, it's all about being coachable. Because there's so much knowledge that was on the field and in the film room when it comes to being a player. And so I was just soaking up all the information I was able to have because they have the knowledge base that we haven't had as players as far as being in the NFL. This is a new process for us. And so number one, it was stepping up and being coachable. Number two was learning and growing on the field. And lastly, having exposure to the NFL environment, because at the end of the day, the guys that we're competing with are going to be on opposite ends or maybe on the same sideline when it comes to being in the NFL. So that only betters us as players being around great players. And so I had a first-hand experience of that being in Alabama, being in the best of the best around the whole entire country. I can definitely say it was a great experience and something that I'm definitely appreciative of.
Describe that environment to people that have never been in there, because so many people have looked at Alabama from the outside and what you guys and that team have been for so long. Describe the competitive environment with the kind of guys you have in that locker room and what that's like and how it pushes you.
No, absolutely. I think the best thing about Alabama is the standard that we present for everybody in the building. You know, you have freshmen holding seniors accountable, vice versa, seniors holding freshmen accountable. It's just the accountability piece, the discipline, the effort, the commitment piece, the amount of pride we play in. That's what separates us from other programs, that standard that we have for each other. For me, I coming in just seeing the veterans that stepped up and just were able to achieve a lot of great things.
When Nick was the coach, you ever go to bed at night go and say, man, I can't play for this guy?
Yeah, was there like a welcome to Nick Saban moment that you had coming on campus?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll never forget, I stepped on the campus, and when I stepped on the campus, the season before they won the national championship. So I enrolled after the 2020 national championship.
Yep.
And us as mid-year enrollees, we're excited. Like, man, it was like, we're like, okay, like we're stepping into a program that just won a national championship. We're going to be around a lot of great guys, like dudes that have a lot of talent. And so us as enrollees, we come in and we had our first meeting with Coach Saban, and we're excited. Like, we're ready for him to get in. Like, we're just smiling. And he walks in. He said, "Let me get this thing straight. Y'all didn't do nothing about our team last year. Y'all had nothing to do with that. Y'all gonna have to prove each and every day that y'all are capable of winning a national championship."
Okay, put
I
my
said,
place.
Man, yeah. For real? y'all, my welcome to college moment with Coach.
So while there are great quarterbacks, there are no perfect quarterbacks. So what does Jordan and Mike have you working on the most to improve upon?
Yeah, for sure. I think getting my body in the best position to make every pass possible on the football field, and it all focuses on alignment. The alignment to your target. That's number one, but also putting your body in the best position to make an efficient throw and just distributing your body properly when it comes to lower mechanics of throwing the football because some quarterbacks are upper body dominant, some quarterbacks have a delay when they throw the ball, and so all us as quarterbacks throw differently. And so it's not about replicating another quarterback representing somebody else. It's all about what makes you unique in your own way. And so being able to put a deep down analysis of what exactly that we need to do as a passer, the football. And so, like I mentioned, like, there's no shot clock. So we just pouring each and every day to try to get better. And I definitely can say I got better.
Does it get frustrating getting ready to go through this process, hearing people bring up stuff like hand size and measurements and things like that going out now when you've got all this tape, you've got all this stuff, you're talking about ability there. Does that part of the process get frustrating for you at all?
I could throw the damn ball. So.
Funny how that works
it's
out,
amazing.
Right? It's gotten you this far, can throw the damn ball. And you know what? You can throw the damn ball. You're also out here representing Auto Trader this week. So what can you tell us about what you got going on with these guys?
No, absolutely. So I had a experience of going through a phase of trying to purchase a vehicle, and it's definitely a stressful process trying to look find a perfect price, find the car they exactly want. And so I was able to use Auto Trader, you know, easy access. I was able to go through there, find the car that I wanted, and I was able to purchase a vehicle last spring. And so I have experience of using Auto Trader.
What'd you go with?
I went with a Porsche Panamera.
Ooh, okay.
See, at all my years of playing and at my age, I have trouble getting down into a car, you know, as opposed to up into a car. Yeah. But, Ben, that's a sweet ride.
I appreciate now that in the day and age of name, image, and likeness, we are getting college players that come into the NFL know how to spend the money the right way on the right things. here. So, Jalen, congrats on an incredible career, man. You've been a ton of fun to watch all the way. You can throw the damn ball, and we're excited to watch you get the chance to do it on Sundays here real soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, absolutely. Man. Thanks, Jalen. Yep. So we take a look at the top graded quarterbacks in the draft class, according to PFF. Cam Ward, number one on most people's boards. Back and forth with Shedeur Sanders at number two at Colorado. Dylan Gabriel at number three out of Oregon. And then Jalen Milroe at four out of Alabama. And, Dad, last couple of years, kind of a roller coaster ride, right?
Yeah.
Incredible talent at the position. Probably the best athlete on every field he's ever stepped on. And with the quarterback stuff, you go from Tommy Rees and Nick Saban 2 years ago when they make the run to the CFP. And then this last year, you've got Kalen DeBoer that comes over. The offense changes some here. And we know for Alabama, less in the results than they're used to on the field. And so some of that, unfortunately, gets reflected on the quarterback.
If you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. Hi, it's Gil Alexander. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when you put your own money on the card. GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3 to 5% on cash advance fees on gaming transactions right there. With GBank, you're also earning 1% cashback rewards on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, while also earning 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible purchases. And for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Competitive interest rates, earning cashback rewards, and now a $250 account opening bonus. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. For more information, go to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank.
$1,000 in eligible purchases over 90 days of account opening. A $250 statement credit be applied to your account. Purchases do not include cash advances, balance transfers, foreign transaction fees, late fees, interest charges, credits, returns, or adjustments. Subject to credit approval. Terms.